יותר תעורר רבי צבי ליברמן.
One of our daily mitzvahs, which we mekayim every day, is mitzvah tzitzis. Talis godel, talis koton. Tzitzis is a very special mitzvah. Rashi brings in the end of Shlach Lecho, Shoku keneged kol ha'toyi kulo. It's a mitzvah which is keneged, shkulu keneged kol ha'mitzvahs. So I saw recently a new ha'ora on Hilchos Tzitzis, which I want to share with you. The Gemara says in Menachos, Tzitzis, the mitzvahs by day. Night is not as much as Tzitzis. Where do we learn that from? Says the Gemara in Menachos, we learn that from Re'isim Oisoi, seeing. The time of seeing is only by day. Prat Liksus Laila, night is not as man of Re'ia. And therefore, night is not as man of Tzitzis. Carries on the Gemara. If that's the case, if somebody or Chmon Tzalan is blind, he should be put on Tzitzis. No reason why he's sorry. Says the Gemara, no, I've got a ribuy Asher Techazabo. Asher Techazabo comes to include even a sumo is chayav b'tzitzis. Says Gemara, what makes you choose? Lailo you exclude and sumo you include? Says the Gemara, Sumo yeshno beria etalachayim. By sumo, at least other people can see the tzitzis. Mashek and lailo, nobody can see the tzitzis. That's why we're memay lailo from tzitzis, and sumo is chai tzitzis. So that's the maskon. The Gemara, we got limud, and that's what we know. That's why it's tzitzis called mitzvah station. Magroma, we know tzitzis is a mitzvah which is by day, lailo not, but sumo is chai. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Rambam says quite clearly, you should know that the koyva tzitzis b'yoyim le'belayim shenem arizim oisoy. And then the Rambam carries on the sum achayim because achayim roin oisoy. The kasha is, the Rambam doesn't normally bring droshas. When the Rambam sums up, the Rambam's yad hazaka is a sikkum of all the kol ha'toyi kulo in his yud dalek halachim, he doesn't bring droshas. The Rambam brings dinim. The question is, why over here did the Rambam decide to tell me where we learn out from? We should know Laila's potom tzitzis because we learn out from Isim, what you say. Sumas chayev ki yeshvi etzachim. Why did the Rambam choose to explain the mitzvahs, to tell us the source of the mitzvahs over here, unlike his derech, but all other mitzvahs, he doesn't generally bring the droshes at all. So I saw one that Chaim write. The Rambam is not just telling me source over here. The Rambam is not just telling me where we learn it out. The Rambam is telling me what exactly is the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Rambam is telling me mitzvah tzitzis is not just a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. When a person has a beg dal kamvois, it's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis in order to see the tzitzis. The seeing of the tzitzis is part of the mitzvah tzitzis, and not just a minor part, it is the kilu, the main part, the tachlis is a reason why you say. So the Rambam is telling me, do you know why by night there's no mitzvah tzitzis? Because you can't do tzitzis by night. You'll be missing out the seeing part, because night is generally a dark time. So therefore you're missing out on the reason why you say. So the Rambam is not just telling me where we learn it from, the Rambam is telling me why. And the Rambam is telling me what is mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis is to put on tzitzis to see the tzitzis. The tachlis is to see the tzitzis. Re'isa moisoi uschartem is called mitzvah Hashem basisa moisom. Therefore, that's the reason why lailo is not included, because you haven't got the key mitzvah re'isa moisoi. And the Rambam therefore has a question. So why should a suma be chayav tzitzis? If the whole tachlis is Re'isa Moisa to come to day Re'ia, so why is Suma Chayav Tzitzis? Says the Rambam, because Yesh Nebriya Tzalachim, it's an explanation how the Kiyum Tzitzis comes about. Because other people will see the Tzitzis. So therefore, since other people will see it, So the kiyum or isa noisov will be in this kayim through the others. That's how the Ram is attaching the mitzvahs. So the mitzvah is a reason. You have to see the tzitzis. And the seeing is part of the mitzvah. There's a chidush from a ribuy asher tachasbo. We wouldn't have been mechalit otherwise. Parsh is the main reason why he says you should see it. But there's a ribuy asher tachasbo. A person who can't see it, but others can, there's also a key mitzvah tzitzis. But re'iyah of tzitzis is part of the mitzvah. With this understanding, the reason why it's not just an extra, this is the key mitzvah tzitzis, it helps understand some other halachas and halachas tzitzis as well. There's an interesting machlokes, which didn't realize how extensive the machlokes is. If a person wears many begodim with dalet kamfas, so to us it's obvious, however many begodim with dalet kamfas, each one needs to have tzitzis on it. But there's actually a discussion in the Rishonim about it. The Torah brings in Simaches, somebody who's got many begodim, they're all chayav tzitzis. Says the Beis Yosef, yeah, that's obvious. Why would you have thought otherwise? Said Beis Yosef, I found the Orchis Chaim, which is one of the Rishonim, brings a yesh oimrim, that the person wears a lot of begodim down at comforts, it's enough putting tzitzis on the top baggit. Enough on the top being baggit. That's what the Orchis Chaim brings from the yesh oimrim, that's enough. Says the Beis Yosef, interesting that he brings such a chitter. Says Beis Yosef, I don't understand it. I think it's a svoro de chuyo veles de choshle. I think, as we say, it's an obgeflegte svora. Why should the top beggar be more of a miyuchas than the beggar underneath? Dalet kamfas, a beggar needs tzitzis. Svora de chuyo veles de choshle. That's the Beis Yosef. So Beis Yosef, it's poshut. I don't see any great discussion about this. Okay. But the Moshe Sekedem ala Torah in Parsha Lachkov brings a machlokes rishayim. And he actually brings a bright, which we don't see to have a machlokes taloim about it. In the Moshe's Kenem ala Torah, in the end of Parsha Shlach Lecho, brings the shayla, if a person has got a beg, many begot down the canvas, a machlokes taloim, and he brings a machlokes to show him who he paskin like. Because on one hand, we've got a posuk, gedin ta'asim ko'al arba canvas ksuscho loshim yochit. So there's a one opinion that only one beggar needs the tzitzis. And then the Alamandoma says, well, we've got a positive, al kamfei big day hem, loshen rabim. Now all are. There's actually a machlokes tanoim, machlokes rishonim, whether you need to put tzitzis on all of them or not. There's a Rashi in Menachos, that Rashi implies, betoich tovarov, there's Rashi in Menachos, in mem alef omad alef, seems to say, that if tzitzis is choyvas gavra, yeah, one beged is sufficient. If it's choyvas mono, the beged itself requires the tzitzis, then each beged needs. But choyvas gavra, I need to wear tzitzis, one is enough. Rashi Menachos. So it seems to be a serious shit about it. And the Baal Itta brings down this shit as well, and says, maybe yes, maybe not, says the Baal Itta, and says the Baal Itta, what's pshat in this shitta, who says only one beged is mechuyev? Says the Baal Itta, Urisa Moisoy. So what's the Hesber? Now it's a little bit easier to understand this interesting shitta. If the whole tachlis of tzitzit is, because I need to see the tzitzis, in order, Urisa Moisoy, Uschatav is called Mitzvah Hashem. Therefore, some Rishayim hold, as long as you've got tzitzis on the top beged, so I'm seeing tzitzis, why do I need to put on all of them? The tachlis of putting tzitzis on dalet kamfas in order, because I need to see tzitzis to have the reminder. Somehow, when you've got dalet kamfas, you need to have the reminder. Reason why Yisus Chazkom Mitzvah Hashem. So there is an opinion in the Rishonim which says, as long as the top pair's got the tzitzis, so you've got your reason why Yisus. So I'm putting tzitzis on in order to see. Well, I'm seeing. I can see the tzitzis. This is my top beggar's got the tzitzis on it. So at least we can understand a little bit how there's a tzad in the Rishonim. That the top beged is the main mechayev, because that's the beged I see. And if I've got tzitzis on it, I'm seeing it. But we learn out from the pause and come from big day. No, you need to see it on each of the begodim. So therefore, it's not enough to see it on the top beged, you need to see it on each of the begodim. But at least we understand now where the discussion comes from. Where's the shoyrish of the shayla? Because the taklis of the titties is a reason why soy to see the titties. So as long as I see titties, it's fine. Do I need an each baguette? La loch we hold yes. The Torah passing yes. Kapashkan loch yes. Because you need a reason why it's on all the begotten of Dalit comforts. But at least it gives us a little bit of a help to understand where the discussion comes from. The Achreinim talk, discuss. Now that we understand, so why Balailo is the notice? As we said, the Rambam not just telling me, Sukim, the Rambam is explaining. Do you know why Laila allows mantitis? Because there is no reason why you say. So the Chassam Sefer says, well, nowadays our lights are bright. We've got sources of light. We've got alternative sources of light. Even the streets are bright. And when there's a bright moon, even without the street lights, we can have some brightness. So if the night is bright, maybe we should be mechutzit by Laila as well. So the Chassam Sefer in Shulchan Aruch, in Simches, suggests that maybe Taka, when we've got a night where it's not dark, and the night is bright, maybe we should be mechutzit by Laila as well. And the Chassam Sefer writes it as a or on the side of Shulchan Aruch, and he said, leaves that to Torahim. Do we have a chiyuv tzitzis by night when it is light? Now we understand, because the whole reason why we're mamay laila is not just a drosha, the laila is potter. It's because I can't see. Generally, nights are dark, but if I can see, maybe I should be mechuyev. There's a halach in Hilchus Purim. Sudas Purim sha'osa balaila lo yoto. Because you may mishter v'simcha k'siv. It says you may mishter. Mitzvah Purim, the mitzvah is by day, not by night. The Beis Sosa brings a shitter. But if you've got Laila Ke'en Yoim, it is bright, then you can't be Mekayim, the Sudas Purim Balaila. Because where the reason why night is excluded, because I can't see, but I can see. So therefore, if I can see, so therefore maybe I can be, treat the night, I can treat the night like day. So therefore, when it comes to tzitzis, Balaila, the Istaka Shita, that Yom Mechuyim, and they actually bring down, that Rashi wrote a sefer called Sefer HaPardes. There's a Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, which Rashi writes that if a person belaylo lifnei haneh shapit domilis atev, by night when you've actually got a neh shapit domilis atev, it's correct to have tzitzis by night, because the reason why we're mamay night is because of reason moisoi, because I can't see, but if I can see, so then I should be mechuyev. Just the losh Rashi, it's interesting. Mashma, it's not 100% chiyuv. Rashi should be a little bit misupik about it, but we understand that it could have been mechuyev because I've got my reason moisoy, so I can see. So therefore, maybe I should be mechuyev by night as well, as long as I can be mekayim my reason moisoy. So therefore, we see. Rashi himself is a misupik, so I wouldn't have brocha. La halacha state nishtazoi. But we'll just explain the shittas, where they're coming from. La halacha were choshes, that it's a gilui, that the laila is mufka from tzitzis. So therefore, because la halacha we take on some mitzvahs of mangaroma, we're interfering with the whole mitzvahs of mangaroma now, we make night mechuyev when there's light as well. So there's a whole chuva about it, how to work out the mitzvahs of mangaroma part of it. But I call upon him, the re'isim oisa is a very major part of mitzvahs. That's why at least there are shitters that on the top bag and many begotten is the main chiyuv, and shitters that balaila when there's night yours mechuyim. La halacha, as we say, la halacha, we take on that the Re'is Moshe doesn't change dinim as far as the extra begotten, and we pass on all begotten mechuyim tzitzis, and we pass on be'ika din laila is not zman tzitzis, whether it's zman of laila or ksus laila. But the importance of Re'isa Moisoi that we see. That Re'isa Moisoi, looking at the tzitzis, is a very major part of the tzitzis. So much so, there are many Rishonim hold that looking at the tzitzis is a kiyum mitzvah, as I say, Menatoyna. Look at the tzitzis. Having a peep at the tzitzis, you're mekayim mitzvah, say, Menatoyna. The Beis Yosef brings from the smack that it's a mitzvah deraisa. Rabbeinu Yonah also says mitzvah deraisa. The Rab Chaim Vital, Yisod Sheshvoit brings Rab Chaim Vital, yes, looking at your tzitzis is a kiyum mitzvah deraisa. And the Charedim actually brings that two Rishonim put it as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. It goes into the meaning of Tariq mitzvahs, looking at the tzitzis, the smak and the rashbats, both put it in minyan tariyak.
Every time you look at them?
Pardon?
Every time you look at them?
Yes, according to this shame, every time you look at them. Yeah, could I? Yeah, yes, could I? Yup, ki mitzvah derais. Yeah, I'm asking, why not? So I go upon him, there is, Rishon which hold the re'isem is a ki mitzvah derais. Rashi in Menachos, so the Gemara Menachos, Mem Dalad Amad Aleph says, somebody who doesn't put tzitzis on is over b'chamisho esed. Somebody who doesn't put tzitzit on his bag is over five mitzvahs asei. Now, how do we get to five mitzvahs asei when it comes to tzitzis? So Rashi Menachos kindly enlightens us. How do you get to the five mitzvahs asei? Says Rashi, v'osu, v'nosnu, that's v'osu lohem tzitzis. Ankavim deim deris, v'nosnu atzitzakom tilchedet. V'hoyo lechem tzitzis, we're doing well with three already. Uri'isem oisoi is number four. And then you've got another posik, five mitzvahs. So Rashi Lissan, the loss of the Gemara is five mitzvahs asei. So with mitzvah tzitzit, you have five mitzvahs. The v'osu, v'nosnu, v'hoyo, re'isem, and gedilim tasem. So Rashi also lists out that looking at tzitzit is, to a certain extent, a kiyum mitzvahs asei. You may kaim a mitzvah by looking at the tzitzit. I'm a little bit stuck on the v'hoi lechem tzitzis. Exactly what exactly is the key mitzvah v'hoi lechem tzitzis? I understand that v'osu is putting the lovon, the v'nos is the tcheles, re'isem is the looking, taz is a repeated mitzvah. V'hoi lechem tzitzis, exactly what is the key mitzvah say v'hoi lechem tzitzis? So I found that Chaim HaKodesh discusses this in the end of Parshat Lachon. He says, we have to remember, we have to realize tzitzis is not just tzitzis, it's a choysom avdus. It's actually a seal, a certifying that we are avodim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, when we have to realize, we have to accept upon ourselves, the tzitzis are a symbol of our being Eved Hashem. For hoyo lochem the tzitzis, make sure it symbolizes your avodas Hashem, that you're an Eved Hashem. That is the mitzvah of hoyo lochem the tzitzis. So I call upon him, the re'isem oisoi is actually part of the kiyum mitzvahs and could be a positive kiyum mitzvahs, I say, constantly. So besides for being, as we're saying, a basic part of the mitzvah, and possibly a kiyum mitzvah, say, every time we look at tzitzis, the skulas of look at tzitzis are also tremendous, are absolutely tremendous. The Chofetz Chaim writes, in the end of Shmiras Haloshen, the Chofetz Chaim writes, tzitzis reminds us of all the mitzvahs. Looking at the tzitzis, orisos mischatem is called mitzvahs Hashem, reminds of mitzvahs. So first the Chofetz Chaim says, but you need to know what the mitzvahs are. There's no point having a reminder of the mitzvahs if you don't know what the mitzvahs. So the Chofetz Chaim, I think we have to make sure we know all the mitzvahs. And therefore, once we know the mitzvahs, then by looking at it, we have our reminder to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. So the Chofetz Chaim, besides that, says the Chofetz Chaim, that looking at tzitzit, he says, whenever you have a machshava ro, whenever a not good thought, a bad thought enters your mind, or says the Chofetz Chaim, or wherever you're feeling an anger, somebody's really done something not nice to you, and you feel your anger is coming up, and it may come to the top soon. Says the Chofetz Chaim, have a look at your tzitzit, but oz yifka hayetzah, it'll calm down, it'll take away the etzah. A school of the Chofetz Chaim. He doesn't say, you know, oz yifka hayetzer. The Loshon is very encouraging. By just looking at the tzitzis, you'll remove the yetzer hara, the machshava ro, and all the kaas, and that will remove the yetzer hara of that. The Shulchan Aruch, we know, states the Simuch of Dalet, that toiv listakel, b'tzitzis, b'shas ativ kishborei. When you put on your tzitzis in the morning, the talit in the morning, have a glance, have a look at the tzitzis. When you make the brocha, or just before the brocha, have a look, says the Mishbu, Shenem Arizim Oysoi. The mitzvah tzitzis, to look at it. So you're making your brocha, remember, I'm not just doing a mitzvah wearing, I need to look at my tzitzis. Says the Mechaber further, when it comes to Arizim Oysoi during Krishma, yesh noigin listaka b'tzitzis, gil Arizim Oysoi. When it comes to Arizim Oysoi, don't just say it, do it. So look at the tzitzis and do it. That's what the reason why Yisrael means. And adds the mechaber, put it on your eyes. There's a minig yofich v'mitzit. It's a gewaltige minig to put the tzitzis on the eyes. And the mishbura brings b'shem agad moinim. If a person puts tzitzis on the eyes when he lines the parsha tzitzis, muftach shlo yovoy lidei simui anayim. It's muftach that his eyesight will be preserved. So, could be on the glasses, don't be yoitza, may have to put on the eyes. It's all to be meant to get this extra skula, this kenzain, but it's a gewaltige skula, so therefore, that is a inyan of put direct in the eyes. And the Ramah says, noigin the nashika tzitzi b'shosho roibom. How come Shul chivu mitzvah? It's such a precious mitzvah, chivu mitzvah, give it a kiss, kiss it as well. And there's many times we kiss it a few extra times as well. There's been hoping to kiss it each time we say the word tzitzis. Brought down, kafachayim, kitzashachonorok, it's a mekoy for all the menhogim. But looking at the tzitzis is tremendous mitzvah, tremendous skulas. We know, look at tzitzis, remind us of many things. Now, we all know the main cheshbon of looking at tzitzis, how tzitzis reminds us of the mitzvahs, the eight chutim, the five knots, plus the gematria of tzitzis is 613. The Mechaber brings some extra remozim. I must say it was a little bit of an eye-opener to me. There's a special inyan also looking at the two front ones on their own as well. The two front tzitzis, says the Mechaber, there's an extra set of remozim. The first one I don't understand properly, says the front two mitzvahs have got five knots each, makes ten. That's remet lahavayis. These esser spheres, which is Tivrei Kabbalah, the inyan of ten reminds us of the ten hanhogas of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The remes havayis you got in the ten. Carries on the mechaber. In the front two tzitzis, you got 16 chutim plus 10 knots makes 26. Shem havayah. So you got Shem havayah there as well. That's all the tzitzis. That's a separate. That will you keep for the tariag. But the front ones, that you got. So Ishtim. There you got the extra reminder of Shem havayah. So we're full of remozim. We're full of skulas. And full of inyonim. So besides being Moshe being the main chelik of the mitzvah, it's a key mitzvah and it brings with all the skulas. That's what we can do, the power of Risa Moshe. A slight connection to this parasha, this week's parasha, the inyon of Re'iyah, how Re'iyah can bring hashpos, and unfortunately, if you don't use it, can be the opposite. We've got the end of this week's parasha, Oig, the infamous Oig, who came to fight Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit worried about him. And it says, "Vayeta Yimelech Aboshel Lekol Sam." He came against them, and Moshe said, "Don't worry, we'll sort it out." And the Moshe Rabbeinu managed to kill him. The similarly, we've got the same pesukim in Parshat Dvarim, exactly the same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu quotes. How Moshe Rabbeinu was scared, but they managed to overcome him. Now, why was Oig called Oig? Strange question. Why was Oig called? You tell me that's a name. Very nice. Why was Oig called Oig? The Medrash in Parshat Devarim asks, why was Oig called? It says the Medrash, really his name was Polit. Vayovoy HaPolit. And the Medrash says in Devarim, his main name was Polit. Why was he called Oig? Amazing Medrash. Lomenik Shmo Oig. Because when he went to Avraham Avinu to tell Avraham Avinu that Lot was captured and that Avraham Avinu should know that his nephew's been captured, he says Avraham Avinu was osuk b'mitzvahs ugois ha-pesach. He was osuk in the making the round doughs of matzahs. I'm calling for the round matzahs. And the ugois of matzahs of Pesach. And v'hu loy bol Hashem Shamayim. But he never came to Avraham Avinu Shem Shamayim. And therefore, he came because he wanted to get Avraham Avinu involved in the war. Avraham Avinu should get killed. And he'll be able to take sorrow. And therefore, he has very bad intentions. Therefore, his name is Oig. Can they get that? I thought you should take the Medrash. What does that mean exactly? So I saw the Sefer Shara Oiro from Agora Metzvi Bergman, Shlita. He says, Avraham Avinu was making matzahs. Making matzahs is not just having round crackers. It's not just a round piece of dough. He was making matzahs. Matzahs need to be made l'shem shamayim. You have to, matzahs have to be made l'shmo for kiyum mitzvah matzahs. Oy came and he saw and he noticed and he could have taken the message that Avraham Avinu is putting all his machshava into this making of the matzahs, turning the ugois into matzahs with machshava, because machshava changes it from there being a round cracker into a matzah. Oy wasn't machshiv machshavas at all. I'm doing a good turn, coming to Avraham Avinu, to tell him about that Lot's being captured. I have all his wicked thoughts in his mind. Those are my private, nothing to do with anybody. That's nothing to do with it. My deed is a good deed, and therefore he expected reward for his good deed, and therefore his bad machshavas didn't take any notice. He should have learned from Avraham Avinu. No, no, machshavas play a major part in defining a person's actions. Like Avraham Avinu, machshavas turned the piece of dough, the round cake, into a matzah. He's realized machshavas are a major part. So doing your mitzvah, chesed, and having a bad machshava, you're ruining your mitzvah. And had he taka done the mitzvah of telling Avraham Avinu with the good intentions, they would never have managed to be able to capture him. And Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about this act. And the only reason why the Oig was allowed to be captured, why Hashem allowed Moshe to be captured, because he had this bad machshava. So the bad machshava ruined the mitzvah, ruined the quality of the mitzvah. He should have learned a lesson. You should have learned. You're not just looking at cakes. You're looking at Rami making matzahs and realize the machshavas redefined the act. And you didn't. He remained the oig for doyos to remember. Don't be so external. Don't be so superficial. Don't just look at what you see, what's in front of your eyes. This was a lesson. He only looked what he could see. That he never looked any deeper. I wasn't interested to go any deeper than that. That's why it's called over this lesson. He should have seen and it should have been the spoil from Avraham Avinu and got the lesson that machshavas redefine the maisa and make it a different sort of maisa, and he didn't. And therefore he remained this superficial person who's got no depth to him, an oig, like a humble cracker, that's what he's called, a humble round cracker, that's his name. To remember, all you saw was crackers, you didn't see anything further than that, you couldn't see further than that, and therefore that's why you lost that Lodoya Deus. So therefore, this is a lesson. We mustn't look at things just superficially. We have to look at things with depth, and look at things and with using our machshavas, and therefore, the Shem Shemaim, not the Shalom, the Shem Shemaim, which Oy teaches us how much he lost out by doing things with bad machshavas. So Oig is a lesson, what he saw and he didn't absorb. Our avoid is to see and absorb. And our avoid is to look at our tzitzis, or ease moisai, or schatem as commences as Hashem sees a moisam. So if we look at our tzitzis, and remember our tzitzis are kabbalkas kudas, and into the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishpura brings, it's the inyan to make sure your tzitzis are always separate, and they shouldn't get tangled. So much so, Chofetz Chaim doesn't bring that many Rosh HaTevas. He brings in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis, that tzitzis is Rosh HaTevas, tzadik yafrid tzitzioisov tomit. A Rosh HaTevas is the word tzitzis. We need to look at our tzitzis, and look after our tzitzis, and make sure they are constantly eight threads, and not twisted all into one big gadil, into one big woven tzitzis that make the eight, and we look at it and remember all the mitzvahs, and this will help us have a chizik in our kiyum of Torah mitzvahs.
He should be called cracker, not
he's been changed this morning.